Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for February 20th in the year of our Lord, 2017. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We want to make America great again. We want to restore the republic. We want to preserve the nation. We want to return to the supreme laws of the land. Welcome to the broadcast, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. Quick recap of last hour's show. Ben Swan calls Sam Bushman. We're glad he's fine. What happened to Truth and Media and Ben Swan's websites and Facebook and Twitter? And well, Ben Swan has taken down his website and social media accounts. Why? Ben says we'll talk about it later. Bottom line is he stood up against Pizzagate. Said there's a problem here. The mainstream press dismissed it, but there's more here than meets the eye. Oh boy, repercussions. We'll have to get with Ben later and find out about that, but just know for now he's okay, doing all right. We're glad. We're grateful to hear that. Liberal retailers may be dropping Ivanka, but her perfume is number one on Amazon now. Women go viral after closing their accounts at Nordstrom's. They want to back Ivanka Trump. Nordstrom's big, beautiful stores are losing ground, folks. They're melting down. Then they wonder why. Melania Trump opens Florida rally in Melbourne, Florida, with the Lord's Prayer. Now liberals and atheists bash her. They trash her for prayer. They even mock her accent. What a bunch of racist thugs. And then they talk about separation of church and state, which appears nowhere in the founders' documents, by the way. We talked about and played the presidential weekly address, letting you hear directly from President Trump. Rush Limbaugh obliterates the mainstream press. Say they're trying to destroy Donald Trump, but it's not going to work. Boy, is he spot on. But Donald needs to use the new media taking center stage as his ally. Rand Paul goes off and says, the United States is lucky that John McCain's not in charge. He's too hawkish. He's out of control. Would be in perpetual war. He's advocated for boots on the ground everywhere. Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live starts now. Kurt, I want to talk a little bit about solutions. You know, the mainstream press wants you just to trip up and spend all your time talking about Donald and the battles that he's fighting. We got to help fight those battles, so we focus on it some. But Donald wants to change the way the education system works in America. Donald wants to bring jobs back. Donald wants to put tariffs at the borders. Donald wants to do a great job. There are private organizations doing a great job on this as well. We're going to talk education for a second. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is big into education. And until government schools literally ran them out of business, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, had more private schools in the country than just about anybody at one time in our nation's history. I bring all that up because things are a-changing, and now the church announces what's called BYU Pathway Worldwide, a global higher education organization. Now, let me just stop you before we get started on this discussion and say, don't let global fool you. We don't want global government, folks. Okay, that's for sure. But we don't have a problem with good things being promoted around the world. There's a big difference in the two. Let's make that very clear. So don't let the word global derail you on this. But the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announces BYU Pathway Worldwide, a global higher educational organization. Kurt's got details. Kurt?
Yeah, when you look at this, Sam, like you say, the word global, for example, we do want certain things to go global, like, you know, utilization of the Constitution, for example, the Ten Commandments. There's a number of things we'd kind of like to go global. You know, here's a church, it happens to be the church we're members of, that's basically promoting pretty much education for all, Sam. And we're not talking about just, you know, white guys or, you know, people with a bunch of money. We're just talking about an education system that I believe, I don't know if you can find a comparable system where you combine religion and you combine, you know, good offerings of education and all that with very little, if any, cost. It's very impressive, I believe. And so, you know, there's not much talk about it because, frankly, it's a solution. And
it's a solution. You know, it's a private sector solution, and it makes all nations, right. Let me say it again, all nations better, Kurt. Great again.
Yep, good point.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what happened. Brigham Young University, or BYU Pathway, worldwide has its roots in what's called BYU Idaho and their Pathway program, which began back in 2009. They started out with 50 total students and three pilot programs, or sites, if you will, one in Idaho, one in Arizona, and New York. And the program is now expanded to 500 sites. Listen carefully. 500 sites in 50 countries and has now served 57,000 students. They are navigating the ever-changing world of education and collaboration. They're mentoring students. They're leading large organizations. Anyway, this guy left a faculty position at Harvard to lead this program, by the way. Now, it goes on and on what this, the leaders of this Pathway program have done. But they say, based on the rapid growth of the Pathways program, the educational needs across the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints worldwide and the needs of other churches and institutions to make this work, well, it's the right time to expand Pathway. There are members all across the world that are ready for this. Their goal to coordinate online courses. And anyway, they're working on certificates and degrees now. Kurt, do you want to explain what this Pathway program is?
You know, Sam, that's what I was hoping you'd get a little more handle. But, you know, from what I can understand, I know some people really closely that have had some inside dealings with it. But I'm going to, you know, do my best. But I bet, you know, that I don't get it all right. But what you've got is a combination. And like they said, they started out with three centers in basically three places. And you know, they're combining the internet or the, you know, basically online education with local connected people and religion as well, Sam. I mean, they're using the churches and or the institutes, which are, you know, church-owned buildings in the particular areas to meet and greet with these people so that, you know, students have a, you know, something more than the computer to look at. And they, I mean, the goal is to try to help students do well and to improve their education, both, you know, in a religious
secular
area
as well as spiritual.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And to make, I think, make better people, make them, especially, see, we started something a while back, and I'm trying to remember, I think it was called the Perpetual Education Fund, if I remember right. And that was intended especially to help students in these areas where, hey, you know, they hardly had the money to feed themselves, much less, you know, spend a bunch of money in education. And yet we've seen great advances in those areas. And now, you know, here's a step further in that area, I think.
Yeah, you're right about everything you say, Kurt. Now, it gets more detailed in that. You know, the traditional educational systems, Kurt, in America and around the world are designed really to promote the education system. In other words, they really don't want you to leave after 4 years. They kind of want to turn everybody into a perpetual student. They want to make sure that you don't get a degree and leave earlier, that you don't get an apprenticeship or some kind of a situation that would allow you to basically cut educational corners, so to speak.
Well, because if you system, do, Sam, they lose money for
that's
you.
That's right. The system is designed to promote itself.
Yeah,
it's not designed to create capable, out-in-the-world people that are making money and doing well for their families. It's designed to promote its own establishment, to pay back its huge investment in buildings, huge tenure for teachers, huge educational agendas that just perpetuate, go on and on and on. Well, this whole new educational opportunity circumvents that playbook, if you will. It's incredible. We'll tell you details about that in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And this is Solutions Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you're a Mormon or not, this is tremendous news in the solutions area. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the LDS or the Mormons, announces what's called BYU Pathways. Worldwide, that's a higher educational organization. Pathway.lds.org, if you want to learn more. Just PathwayLDS.org, Pathway.lds.org. And what they're doing is they're blowing up the traditional educational narrative. The mainstream traditional education is designed to perpetuate itself. There's big money in making sure that Sam goes to school for, well, 4 years. It used to be the degree, but now it almost takes 5 years to get a four-year degree. See, they love that stuff. And they base their whole scenarios on what are called accreditation. In other words, are you an approved school with the dictates of an agenda driven by who? Okay. And you get into this whole thing. Well, this whole narrative is being blown up by private educational opportunities, and we dig it. Now, they're doing English language certifications, Kurt, helping folks learn English. Why? Again, they would say we're racists to teach the world English, but it's because it's the most well-known international language of business. That's English. I wonder why. The freest country in the world with the freest markets. And the reality check is upon us. Look, if you want to do business around the world, you've got to know English. All right? They've got technical and skills-based certificates and online degrees. Now, this is fascinating, Kurt, because what you're talking about is technical opportunities for people to get into the tech world. Why? Because the tech world's where some of the greatest employment opportunities are for good pay. And if other countries are ever going to circumvent the, quote, digital divide, it's going to start with education. Now, it's fascinating because they're talking about certificates. What that means, Kurt, is they're not necessarily saying you got to have a degree. So they're blowing up the traditional schooling and saying you're going to be accredited. They say we will not seek accreditation. It'll just be our church-owned internal accreditation of programs. They're going to have online capabilities with face-to-face activities and workshops. In other words, they're going to, we talked about that upside-down education where, you know, you used to hear the guy lecture while you were in class, then you go home and do your homework. They flip that on its head, and now they're doing, you watch the lecture at home or something like that or on your own time, and then you go into class and the teachers can watch. I think it's called flipped education. The teachers can watch who needs help while they're working on their homework and literally help people with their homework. Well, now they're flipping it on its head even further, Kurt, and they're saying, we're going to let you watch the lectures and do some of the stuff at home or online, wherever you are. But now we're going to have people collaborate in person, face-to-face, for not only working on projects related to, quote, what traditionally was called homework, but we're going to do it for workshops and hands-on experience. And so they rejected accreditation. Now they're working on development and orientational programs online by what are called CES or church education systems. They will not seek institutional accreditation. They're working on face-to-face hands-on gatherings. And a key feature of their programs will be, listen, the combination of online learning and local gathering activities. They're going to have group discussions and workshops. They will also be responsible for local workshops and classes with a goal of helping people get internships and jobs. So now we're not focused on perpetuating the education system with accreditation and spending your hard-earned dollars. We're talking about ways to get you into the workforce or into a situation where you're making money. You're out in the world doing good with skills that matter. And it's not about perpetuating the education system. It's about empowering people to make a change for good, to bring in money for their family. It's all about productive citizens in society. The education system is not an apparatus to perpetuate itself or a who's who of accreditation. It's about putting people in the workplace. So they're talking about internships, Kurt. What they're really talking about is apprenticeships. Because when you start getting people that are not in the, quote, education system for years, you're doing it inexpensively. Your goal is to get people out into the real world as soon as possible, but give them the tools and the capabilities and the experience to do so. I'm telling you right now, this is one of the best educational opportunities we've seen in our lifetime, Kurt. They started out again working with 50 people in three centers, New York, Arizona, and Idaho. And then now they've got almost 500 sites worldwide. They've affected well over 50,000 people, and it's just getting started, Kurt.
I agree with what you said, Sam, and you know, it's very, very impressive to me, and it goes to what we've talked about so many times, and that is, you know, sometimes people, when they hear us say the government schools should be abolished, and or, well, anyway, just abolished, they think, oh, we're just not for education. what we are, ladies and gentlemen, is for education that is done the right way. That means we're not for forced education. No one should be forced to pay for somebody else's education. We're truly pro-choice when it comes to education. In other words, we feel like you should be able to choose where you want to spend your education dollars, not my dollars in your behalf or some grandma's dollars. You should be able to choose how to do it, how to educate yourself or your children. And imagine that kind of idea being, moved forward even by churches.
Sam. Well, and here's the point, though. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is doing this, the Mormons. And you know what? You don't have to be a Mormon to be involved, okay? There's opportunities and employment services and educational solutions. Now, I bring this all up because, Kurt, the Catholics do a tremendous job in this as well. They have had educational centers. They produce some of the most educated people you'll ever see, Kurt. And they have incredible private school offerings as well. It's not just the Mormons. And we would encourage other churches and private organizations to get involved in the educational solutions as well. Okay, this is not a Mormon discussion.
Yeah, in fact, we'd even, and this is the way it was done. It's just like hospitals or healthcare. The way it was done before government invaded and took over so many of our, you could say, sectors of our economy and our society.
Great point.
Education, healthcare, was the churches and the private individuals, hey, they were there. And now the government sucks up so much of our economy and has taken over all these areas. We're for making America and the world great again.
Amen. Get now, what was this guy's name, Kurt, that's the leader of this LDS Pathways program?
Well, I can't remember the guy's name, but one of the main thing is that he's being replaced at BYU Idaho by a man named Eyring, with the last name Eyring, and I thought that was interesting because it's the former president of BYU Idaho's son. What you see, Clark Gilbert is his name.
Whose name?
Is the guy that's going to be taking over this, overseeing this
right.
new organization.
Now, what we need
Clark
to do,
G. Gilbert.
What mm-hmm. we need to do is set up a meeting between Clark Gilbert, President Donald Trump, and Betsy DeVos as soon as possible, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we got to get done.
Yeah.
Because look, you want solutions, you want examples, you want a Harvard graduate in Mr. Clark, right?
Yep.
Leading this thing. And then you want him to go ahead and bring it up to the Donald and to Betsy and say, look, here's what we're doing. We got the blueprint for success. Let's get it done.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right, Sam.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, also known as Solutions Radio. Welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for being alongside. Liberals and conservatives, we all want to work together to bring jobs back to America. And we want to make all nations great again. We want to teach people English. We want to teach people about God, family, and country, life, liberty, and property every day on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The New York Times has reported that at least two battalions of new nuclear-armed cruise missiles have been deployed by Russia in violation of the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. According to the Times, Moscow considers this deployment necessary because of increasingly antagonistic relations with neighboring countries. Under the INF Treaty, the Times recounts, Russia and the United States reportedly destroyed 2,692 missiles in Eastern and Western Europe at the end of the Cold War. But this selective rendering of history ignores documented instances of Russian cheating over the past two decades. In June of 2000, International Affairs Specialist Kenneth Timmerman reported that several batteries of the more advanced SS-23 missiles were not destroyed as the treaty had required, but were instead hidden deep in secret bunkers in Eastern Europe. Those missiles were finally discovered by Western intelligence analysts around the beginning of the year 2000, indicating a dangerous intent by the Russians to violate the treaty even before it had been signed. The Soviets secretly deployed the SS-23s in East Germany, Czechoslovakia, and Bulgaria in 1986. In the event of war in Europe between NATO and the Warsaw Pact, they would have given the Soviets a clear military advantage by allowing them to launch a surprise nuclear strike at the heart of NATO forces in Germany, said Timmerman. The missiles were quietly sent to be dismantled in Slovakia at U.S. taxpayer expense. This is but one example of the Western media giving very little press to glaring examples of duplicity and cheating by the Russians with disarmament treaties. Geopolitical analyst Joel Skousen says that this also shows that Eastern governments were still acting as puppet regimes to Moscow by allowing the missiles to remain after the supposed fall of the Soviet Union.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke, and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking, and I've, like, tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking, because my mom sends those things out. And she's like, it's in here folding them up. And I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, to prove my point, ladies and gentlemen, about educational opportunities, about Solutions Radio, about good, honest private organizations, churches, Catholics, the Mormons, and many others doing a great job with educational opportunities, we got to get Mr. Clark of pathway.lds.org together to work on things. But while that's going on, Betsy's doing the best she can. Betsy DeVos, Education Secretary in the Trump administration. They like to just harp on this idea that she doesn't have any, quote, professional educational experience. And so they want you to believe she doesn't have a clue. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the continued insider ploy. You got to have government experience to serve in the government. You got to have education experience to be in the education arena. Okay, these people are the ones that have destroyed education. These are the ones that have destroyed the proper role of limited government. You got to get rid of them. Okay? Yes, it's going to look a little messy at first because they do some unorthodox things. No doubt about it, but that's all right. It's going to look unorthodox. It's going to look like a mess because the status quo is going to be rejected. That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that at all, ladies and gentlemen. But Education Secretary DeVoe went to this school, criticized some folks, and they're all livid, Kurt.
They sure are. And, you know, the other thing that's interesting to me is they're going to tell you there's chaos. They're going to tell you there's a mess, and that's because, you know, the media that is not friendly to change, that is basically in bed with the same old tired system, is going to keep, you know, beating on it. They're the opposition party. So, you know, in this story, I mean, I didn't know about this, but the first place I saw it reported was an overseas newspaper. And, you know, she's trying to cruise into a Washington, D.C. school. This is on the 10th of February, you know, 10 days ago. She's trying to go into this place called the Jefferson Middle School Academy. And, well, she's met with resistance, you know. Some protesters temporarily blocked her from entering, you know, the building, but she eventually got inside, you know, had to. Anyway, you know, I just find it interesting. Now they've got to give her some martial protection. And, you know, these people, at least to me, the thing that I find is they don't seem to be the real education establishment types that oppose all any idea of change. They basically are not really pro-choice when it comes to education. They only want you to have one choice.
Well, and the same thing's true with their baby-killing agenda, too. They act like it's pro-choice, but if you choose not to kill your baby, then you're really not a real woman.
Yeah, you're a problem for the world, you know.
So that's the bottom line. But Betsy, she criticized teachers at the D.C. government school she visited, and they're not having it, writes Emma Brown, Washington Post. But after confrontation at D.C. school, U.S. Marshals are now having to guard Betsy. Now, Kurt, are these guys peaceful folks? If so, why would we be concerned about Betsy after she meets with the education folks?
Yeah, these are supposed to be the peace, love, and no war kind of people, and yet, you know, they sure don't seem very peaceful when it comes to the whole picture to me. But, you know, when you look about this, you know, you've got these protesters that are basically not even allowing her to go in, you know, blocking her way and all that kind of stuff. You know, the way, it's just not the way they should be doing things. It's not nice, as you would say. But these marshals had to protect her. And, you know, then you've got the guys.
But, Kurt, think about this for a minute. Stop.
Yes.
Protect her from who?
Well,
the people that work for your government education system?
I think some of them. And then you've got the ones that are told. And I want to, you know, focus this back on the problems in the media, but they're told that this lady is basically, you know, going to ruin things and make it so that, you know, your children can't learn anything or whatever.
Yeah, but again, I mean, this is the divide and the meltdown they're causing with their hostile agenda.
Yeah. That's right, and with that way the media reports it, and you know, you look at this this story from the Washington Post, and you can see you know, the way they kind of twist it. They're certainly not you know, like, for example, they say DeVos, who has no professional experience in public education.
See, they love to harp on that, but to me, that means that she's ultimately qualified
to
disassemble the fiasco of the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, ladies and gentlemen.
That's exactly right. And then they say, is an avowed proponent of voucher schools, charter schools, online schools, and other alternatives to traditional public
schools. Now stop. What you call that is pro-choice in education.
Yeah, but they wouldn't say it that way.
Of course
otherwise,
not, because then they'll realize that pro-choice is a fraud.
Yep, good point. But anyway, you know, just to see their twist, they say teachers across the country have been galled by what they see as her lack of faith in and understanding of the public schools that educate nearly 9 in 10 of the nation's children. Now, I wonder, Sam, if you rewrote that, how you'd do it. I know personally I'd put, instead of the word educate, I'd put indoctrinate, they hold hostage 9 in 10 of the nation's children.
Well, I would
like
just
that.
Add the word fail too, right in front of that educate word, Kurt.
Good
Read
point.
It again with fail too in there.
Teachers across the country have been galled by what they see as her, talking about Education
Betsy
Secretary
DeVos.
DeVos, lack of faith in and understanding of the public schools that educate
that
nearly
fail
nine,
to educate.
Good point.
Nearly 9 in 10 government subjects.
Yeah, there you go.
See,
but anyway, I guess what was these people there at that one school where she finally was able to enter. I guess she said that, you know, these teachers were in receive mode. And, you know, so then, you know, I guess they took it to mean that, oh, you know, they should be moving forward or whatever. And we're not really receiving anything, you know. Anyway, they're just fighting back. And I find it interesting. These are the same people that ought to be listening and trying to please the boss, if you will. But most of them act like they're the boss, right, Sam?
Well, and what I don't understand is this. If Betsy DeVos is going to come, they've heard a lot in the mainstream press about Betsy, and they feel like, oh, man, she's our enemy. Yeah. But let me just ask you, I don't know if you want to read How to Win Friends and Influence People or where you want to start with your educational, you know, reality.
Yeah,
for these so-called educated idiots, listen up for a second. Yeah. No matter what you think about Betsy, do you want to have an open, peaceful, patient, let's learn what she has to say, let's see if we can't politely, you know, work with her to get her to understand our side, our point of view, our concerns, our issues. Maybe we can help her and love her and support her and build a relationship of trust. Wouldn't you think that they'd want to bring her in and talk to her? But no, they first block her and don't even let her in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then they meet and they have all these hostile words and just back the mainstream press's divisionary narrative. Okay. Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you start out and say, look, I know we disagree on things, but we're going to give her a chance. We're going to sit down. We're going to see if we can't try to understand one another. We're going to try to see if we can't build some common ground here. We might even let the complicated things that we know we disagree on go for a while so that we can talk and maybe see where we both stand and find out the truth about what we're really thinking and why and what the options are. And in my opinion, that's like business 101, Kurt, to look for common ground,
yep,
to say, let's leave the hard fighting issues for after a meeting or two or three or four. Let's wade into this slowly, because I think we might be able to circumvent a lot of the confusion, a lot of the so-called viewpoints by patience, by understanding, by open minds, by building a relationship of trust. First, get to know Betsy. Find out who she is, what makes her tick, what she really wants, why, how, what, where. Don't just listen to what you've been told about her. But they start out in their ignorant. I mean, this is the opposite of education, Kurt. This is in their ignorant stance of, we're just going to block her from even entering.
By the way,
give us your money, just not your representative, okay? And then we're going to run around and go, Betsy's horrible. She's evil. She doesn't have a clue. You think that's going to get you anywhere?
What I think is interesting, too, Sam, on several of the news stories, you'll see something like, this lady and her husband, have like $5 billion or, you know, whatever it is. They're just billionaires. And then, you know, if you're kind of a thinking person, you ought to be thinking, well, what in the world is she then, trying to walk into a middle school? Why wouldn't she be just spending time on the beach just enjoying herself? Maybe she really wants to improve education. Huh, Sam? Maybe.
You would think, but see, they're not going to give her even a chance for that. There's not even a decent dialogue. We got to learn to agree to disagree agreeably, folks. They need to work on their delivery. Maybe we need to educate those folks, huh? Liberty Roundtable Live. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211, or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I got great news for you. The mainstream press isn't talking about this. They don't want to talk about it, but we're going to force the issue. And,
You know, Sam, just, I hate to interrupt you, but just real quick before we go there, you know, a little bit more on the DeVos thing. I was amazed to see this is way down in an NPR.org piece. And, you know, typically it's not where you want to go to get, you know, details. In my opinion, we want to eliminate NPR simply because the government has no area to be in the media, you know, but there's a section there. They got headlined Trump on autism rates, and it says horrible, but it says the day after DeVos's speech, now we're talking about when she went to that school, she appeared at the White House alongside her new boss, President Trump, for a listening session with parents and educators. Trump spoke in favor of school choice when properly done and declared that millions of poor, disadvantaged, and students are trapped in failing schools. Then it says, that's why Trump said, I want every single disadvantaged child in America, no matter what their background or where they live, to have a choice about where they go to school. So, you know, there's not a lot of headline about that, but he did say, also he talked about autism and the rate of it being really terrible. So anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting that you'd see a little bit more detail there, but you got to dig way down deep. You know, he wants choice in education.
Well, imagine and what that. I find fascinating is they start out with a listening session, and then she tries to go and meet with them, and then they have this.
They don't want to listen.
Abuse. It's just amazing.
That's right.
Again, we see it. These people need education.
And the guests that they had there included representatives from the public, or we would say government, charter, private, and homeschooling world, Sam.
See, they're just angry because that. She let people have choice.
That's right. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
All right. Congress has just taken the first steps, ladies and gentlemen, towards defunding Planned Parenthood. We got this piece from Conservative Daily. Good for them. We appreciate them. The bottom line is Donald said we're not going to have the Mexico policy and we're going to get rid of Planned Parenthood funding. And he put some executive orders to those effects in place. And now Congress has to back the Donald. And the House just voted to back Donald in this. And we're waiting on the Senate now. So we got to put our pressure on our Senate representatives and say, please reject funding of Planned Parenthood. We got to do that. Donald, again, has kept his promise. The House has now delivered. It's up to the Senate, ladies and gentlemen. What will they do? We'll keep an eye on that ball, but just so you know, politely call your congressmen and senators and congressmen and say thank you if your member voted in favor of supporting Donald to defund Planned Parenthood. But call your senators and say, will you please help us make America great again and protect life? Please. Please get that done. So that's a great news piece, Kurt. Now, the mainstream press loves to create sexual innuendo where there is none. That would be my headline. Kurt?
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, what happened, ladies and gentlemen, is the lady turned 100 years old. Now, to me, that's something that, you want to maybe trumpet, since the word trumps in our vocabulary so much these days. But this lady, she turned 100. And, typically that's reason for, a celebration. Her name is Caridad MacGyver, but the way the mainstream media points it out, they put their head, I'll tell you the rest of the story and then we'll tell you their headline. She married a man, not a woman, she married a man, and she loved him. She said, "It's love that got me here," talking about how she got to her 100th birthday. She said, "I like big men," and her husband was a 6 foot, 185 pound husband. She's just a little girl, and she basically said they're sweeter, more passionate, and patient. She liked that. And for her birthday, she wore a tiara to celebrate the big day. She's been single since her husband died in 86. He served in the army in France, told about, different stuff like that. But she lived in East Harlem, walked to her job as a nurse's aide every day for 25 years. But anyway, the bottom line is she had a 100th birthday and she loved her husband, and that's really cool.
Now, amen. Now, here's why they make sexual innuendo out of nothing.
You're right. Yeah, go ahead.
They say spunky New York City woman who turned 100 says that her love for big men are what granted her a long life. Now, that's not really true. She said she likes big men. That's like me saying I like shy girls. That doesn't mean anything. But then she says her husband, who she was happily married to forever. Yeah. And the reason I bring it up is because why would they say that? I mean, they make it sound like she's just this. And if we criticize it, then they'll say, well, you're against slut, or you're a slut shamer, you're a this or that or whatever. Look, this woman, then they go on. Not only was she happily married.
Yeah.
But they talk about her being the matriarch, Kurt.
That's right.
Now, this is something important because the headline doesn't match the story is the point.
That happens so many times, though, Sam, doesn't it?
Well, that's the whole reason we bring up the story. Number one, we're celebrating this lady being 100.
Yeah.
Two, we're celebrating
loving her husband.
Really long life. Family, doesn't have to do with just infatuation with big men or something weird. It has to do with the fact that she loved her husband and he was a big man and she likes that or whatever. And, she's the matriarch of her family. And all I'm telling you is, what an example life.
Yeah, and that's she what liked them because she says they're sweeter, more passionate, and patient. I mean, those are the things that she's promoting. Sweetness, passionate, and patient, men.
And that's she's promoting
a
marriage.
Pretty good combination,
She's promoting the matriarchal role.
That's right.
Everything good about this story. But again, they have the weirdest, in my opinion, the strangest headline for this story of all. Nothing in the story smacks of what their headline reads, Kurt. Nothing.
Good point.
It's amazing. But again, what do you expect from the mainstream press, dishonest thugs, huh?
Yeah,
what do you expect from these people? All right. By the way, there's a headline that says marriage is on the decline around the world, writes Amber Randall, Kurt. And they say marriage is steadily declining. People are shacking up together instead. Mm. They say, believe it or not, people who shack up have a higher risk of separating, according to the American Enterprise Institute.
Surprise.
Huh. And they go on and talk about this. And, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord's way is one man, one woman, God-ordained marriages. And when we stick with good things happen for children and for women and for men and for everybody.
Amen to that.
Now, when people shack up or live together or whatever else, then they break up a lot easier. It has to do with this principle called commitment and fidelity, ladies and gentlemen.
Imagine that. Wow.
Now, they say that
it's so cool.
Cohabiting parents don't do near as well, not only in terms of splitting up and leaving. You can't call it divorce because they're not married, right? They also have greater likelihood of abuse, of poverty, and family stability tanks. Why? Because it's not a God-ordained family, Kurt. And I'm not downing anybody. who's in those relationships, I hope that they foster those relationships to the point where they desire to be married. Now, they talk about, believe it or not, highly educated families, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Sociologists are warning that such patterns can create instability in children's lives. Among other likelihoods for children and women to be unhappy, for women to end up, or girls to end up pregnant as teenagers, for children not to do as well in school. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. But the studies are there to back traditional marriage, and so do we.
Yep. Amen to that.
And so while the mainstream press is
We'd even back it if there weren't studies.
Of course, because it's the truth. Studies just tell the truth, at least. Good point. It's interesting, though. The headline above, they want to tell you about this lady. She's got a long life by loving big men. But yet the whole story relates to her being a patriarch and being a wife and happy to be so.
A matriarch. Yeah.
So celebrating her patriarch, if you will.
Yes.
And then marriage is on decline around the world. See, they love to report that piece, Kurt.
Good point.
Now, Chinese officials are calling attention to baby gender imbalances. You know, they've had a one-child policy in China forever, and all the people would murder the little girls and keep the boys, and now the boys don't have any women to marry, Kurt.
Imagine that.
And so now the Chinese government's begging parents to have more children and to keep the girls.
Imagine that.
It just goes to show you how
government tries
bogus.
To fix things, you know, they just mess it up, and that's an example.
Basically every time.
Yep. Good point.
Anyway, Dateline Beijing, the story goes on and on. It's too long to cover here now. Mm-hmm. But I want to hammer that point home. They're basically begging people to have children. They're in the Chinese biggest cities. They're telling couples, please have more children. Well, if we would support your psychotic ideas, there would be no couples to have children. And glad we caught your error of your psychotic satanic ways in time. And hopefully we can make the change to God's rule, God's law. And as soon as we do, good things will happen, ladies and gentlemen. Every time, this is Solutions Radio. Never forget it. If they would have changed this policy earlier, they could have had couples now. In other words, the change in policy is too little too late. But it's better they change it than not at all. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being alongside for the ride. We the people declare that we, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. We need your help desperately. We need your support in every way, including financial. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. We the people declare this nation shall endure.